life at risk. If every crook out there thought his life might be over when he burglarized the place, they might not do it. Wouldn't be a bad thing to have happen. And by the way, we just got word from the cops. The homeowner who shot the burglary suspect has been identified as 71-year-old Leroy Hudson. He's has some health problems. He's asking to be left alone. I'll tell you what, Sean, he'd be welcome on this program any day of the week. I'd like to give him a medal. The shooting victim burglary suspect sustained a life-threatening gunshot wound to the head. Probably won't be burglarizing any houses in the near future. Excuse me for not feeling sympathetic. If the last thing that goes through your mind as a burglar is a .38, that's not necessarily a bad thing for the good guys, or maybe even a 9mm. Some of you are asking for the 911 call. They're asking dispatch to get it. When we get it, we will send it out. I'll tell you what. I want every burglar out there. I want every rapist out there. I want every armed robber out there to live in great fear of meeting up with an honest, law-abiding citizen. As Q put it, Q is the gentleman who has the website, which is IraqWarHeroes.com. I hope more home burglars get shot in the act. Remember, 9/11 is for when it's already too late. Q is the guy who goes to every single soldier funeral and shoots pictures for both the family and for the public. He posts them at IraqWarHeroes.com. So today.